I'm Deacon Mike, and thank you for joining me today as we look at the Acts of the Apostles. If this book was to be written today, it would probably be called the Gospel of Luke, Part 2. It is a sequel to that gospel. It is written by the same author, Luke, the Gentile physician who became a Christian. It tells the events of the early church, from the resurrection of Jesus to Paul's first imprisonment in Rome about the year 60 AD. It was an early church tradition to identify the author as Luke, a companion of Paul, and there are several clues to support this tradition. In Acts from chapter 1 through chapter 12, Peter is the leading character, responsible for the growth of the Christian community, its establishment and expansion. Beginning in chapter 13, however, Paul becomes the major character and continues the events of the spread of Christianity from Antioch to Rome. This book is written in narration form, in the third person, until we get to chapter 16, verse 10, which then uses the word we, showing that Luke had joined Paul and several others in spreading the good news. Acts seems to end abruptly with Paul's imprisonment in Rome in the early 60s AD, with scholars surmising that Luke was perhaps planning on a third book to continue the story, as his death does not take place until sometime between the years 84 and 100 AD. The historical approach in this book is similar to that found in the Gospels, not strictly historical with facts and figures, but the story of a Spirit-guided community and a Spirit-guided spread of the Word of God. It is a gospel, meaning good news, of the Holy Spirit, a Spirit who acts through certain people to accomplish the purposes of God. Beginning in Jerusalem and moving to Rome, the center of the civilized world, it illustrates how these events continue to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies of a Messiah. God, through the Holy Spirit, is still active in the world. Luke feels that the erosion of religious identity will result in the erosion of human values. To counteract this, he shows God's plan for salvation to the entire world. Eight separate themes emerge throughout the Acts of the Apostles. First and primary is the fulfillment of God's saving plan, that Jesus is the Messiah, and the fulfillment of salvation and the kingdom, which is open to all who believe, not just the Jewish people. Secondly, the risen Christ acts through Spirit-filled disciples. We become messengers to all we encounter of the good news that God has announced. The third theme is to show there is continuality even among change. While Jesus is not physically present, he is still guiding his people. Fourth, that God will always keep his promise to the people for restoration and healing, a sign of salvation. The fifth theme is the triumph of Christianity, how despite much difficulty, the Word of God continues to spread. God's guidance of the Christian way is theme six. Through appearances, dreams, visions, and prophecies, humans must learn to make decisions based on God's guidance. The seventh theme is an apology for Christianity, especially through the person of Paul. Apologetic writing is not a way of saying, "I'm sorry," but it is an explanation of why Christians believe like they do. And the final theme is to show to the Roman government that if they can tolerate Jesus and the Jews, they can also tolerate Christians. Rome had nothing to fear from the Christians. But then in 64 AD, under the reign of Nero, Rome burns, believed to have been started under Nero's orders in an effort to rebuild the city of Rome. Nero blames the Christians for the fire instead of himself, and things will change. However, just like it has been shown throughout Acts, people realize the importance and power of God's words of everlasting life in the church, an inner feeling of peace and strength that no other religion was able to fulfill, not even the Jewish faith. This peace will continue to be with us as long as we, to the best of our ability, make alive in today's world these words of everlasting life. I'm Deacon Mike. Thank you for joining me.